cattle futures meandered lower in Friday's abbreviated session. Beef and cold storage was up month to month, but total red meat inventory was less. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmore with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late holiday weekend and Monday morning, the 30th of November. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices ended the week generally steady to $1 higher on a live basis and $2 higher in the beef, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices were at $111 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, $110 to $111 in Nebraska, and at $109 to $110 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was at $174. Cattle futures mostly drifted lower on Friday amid extremely light holiday trade. Live cattle futures closed an average of 47 cents lower, from 32 cents to 92 cents lower. Week to week, though, they bounced back, gaining back more than was lost the previous week, helped along by the higher outside markets. Week to week, live cattle futures closed an average of $2.17 higher on Friday, from $1.32 higher toward the back to $2.70 higher. However, AMS analysts pointed out December live cattle closed $9.05 less than the previous year on Friday, and Feb was $11.37 lower year over year. Fed cattle prices were also helped along by seasonally stronger wholesale beef values. Choice box beef cutout value was $4.50 higher week to week on Friday at $242.85 hundredweight. Select was $5.70 higher at $220.68. The average dress steer weight for the week ending November 14th was 930 pounds, which was 6 pounds heavier than the previous week and 18 pounds heavier than the prior year. That's according to the most recent actual slaughter under federal inspection report from USDA. The average dressed heifer weight of 846 pounds was the same as a week earlier, but 5 pounds heavier than the same week last year. As mentioned, although lower on Friday, cattle futures finished the week stronger. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 24 cents lower on Friday, except for an average of 26 cents higher in two contracts. Week to week, however, they closed an average of $3.80 higher, from $2.77 higher to $5.22 higher in spot Jan. Earlier in the week, in his market comments, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, explained, "Feeder markets are reflecting a mix of influences, including seasonal supplies of calves, wheat pasture forage conditions, higher corn prices, and volatility in futures markets. Feeder markets have been very dynamic," he said, meaning that both cow-calf and stocker producers must constantly evaluate changing market conditions. For instance, Peel pointed to the currently steeper price rollback on calves lighter than 600 pounds and the impact on value of gain. He gave the example of cow-calf producers selling calves at weaning, explaining recent prices mean the value of adding 50 pounds to a 500-pound steer is about 50 cents a pound. For producers holding calves after weaning, the low value of gain must be balanced against the value of preconditioning programs and extra weaning time before sale, Peel said, adding that the implications of current market conditions depend on the current weight of animals and the amount of additional weight added to animals prior to sale. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Friday, buoyed by the week's mostly positive news surrounding apparent progress with COVID-19 vaccines. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 37 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 8 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 111 points. Total pounds of beef in freezers were up 8% from the previous month and up 7% from the previous year as of October 31st, according to USDA's latest monthly cold storage report. Frozen pork supplies were down 4% from the previous month and down 27% from last year. Total red meat supplies in freezers were up 1% from the previous month, but down 12% from last year. and total frozen poultry supplies were 7% less than the previous month and down 4% from a year earlier. That's your cattle current market update for the late holiday weekend and Monday morning, the 30th of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.